Good afternoon, everyone. Chris Haverkamp, Paragon Ag, looking at your closing livestock markets. Well, here today, livestock sector definitely had a little bit of something for both sides. Initially, we had some strength in the beef and pork complex both, but profit-taking kind of gave way in the beef trade. In fact, it got pretty aggressive there for a little while as we ran through some sell stops as we tripped under hourly lows. A lot of times, those 60-minute chart watchers will have stops wrapped around both sides of the market, both above the market and below. And we kind of saw that here happen today in both the cattle and the feeder cattle complex. Earlier this week, obviously, saw a nice rally in the feeders, only to see it fall right back down again. So overall, what we're looking at in the cattle complex is a sideways move following the rally from 3 weeks ago. Cash trade this week, pretty much steady, 121. Packer talk that we're hearing is basically that there's going to be plenty of cattle to pull from here over the next few weeks. As a result, you know, they really are trying to talk their position and push away from the marketplace. Here today, Feb live cattle down 60 at 120.30. Over in the feeders, January down 60 at 147.30. March down $1 at 149.85. August here this summer down 70 at 153.60. Still pretty decent premium out in the deferreds. Over in the pork complex, we continue to see a sluggish retail sector. Over in the February contract, we were up a nickel here though today at 83.90. The losses from earlier this week were said to be a little overdone, so the short traders were covering their positions of buying back here today. 60 higher in the April at 87.75. Golden and roll is supposed to be featured here next week, and obviously, you know, any talk about Europe, beef, and the pork complex. But that's your market wrap-up. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll talk to you once again on Monday.